I'm joined now by RNZ business reporter Anand Zaki. And Anand, a red meat co-op alliance isn't ruling out outside investors.
Kia ora, Ben. That's right. The country's only fully farmer-owned red meat co-op is leaving the door open to outside investors if it can't raise enough from its capital raise from farmer shareholders. Alliance Group wants to raise between $100 and $150 million to strengthen its balance sheet. It comes after a $70 million loss in 2023 caused by falling prices and squeezed margins in its key export markets. The group's chair, Mark Wynne, says it wants to remain a 100% farmer-owned cooperative, but if it can't raise the money it needs, it'll have to weigh up its options.
So as a 100% co-owned cooperative, and our desire is to remain 100% farmer-owned cooperative, we can only get our shareholders' funds from our farmer suppliers. What we have also indicated in our product disclosure statement is that in the event that we can't raise enough, we'll obviously have to go and look at the options outside of our farmer shareholders. But our current desire and strong desire is to remain 100% farmer-owned cooperative.
And Alliance Group is expecting to return to modest profitability this year. And you can hear more from Alliance in the rural news after the 12:30 headlines. A leading tax expert says the country may be missing out on thousands of highly skilled and well-heeled migrants because of an archaic tax rule. It's called the Foreign Investment Funds, and in essence, it taxes people with a stake in businesses overseas, perhaps as owners, partners, or just shareholders, notably in private companies, startup companies, and the like. The investor might have made nothing from the investments, but that doesn't matter because Inland Revenue will deem you earned a 5% return. KPMG partner and tax expert Rebecca Armour says that's an absurdity.
There are many thousands of people who would be considering coming to New Zealand, and once they understand how the FIF regime works, reconsider and look at other locations which have a more manageable tax setting. And it's important to note that everyone that we deal with is really happy to pay tax to New Zealand. It's just that tax on what is deemed and unrealised income, essentially fictitious income, that is particularly challenging because of the cash flows, the risk of double tax, the risk of paying tax on an income that never ever materialises. That's where the issue really kicks in.
Rebecca Armour says a capital gains tax is one way to fix the anomaly. Well, staying on tax, Inland Revenue is enlisting the help of tax agents and getting business customers with significant tax debt to pay up. The tax department has abandoned its softly approach to collecting overdue tax from businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. It'll pay a visit to businesses who have failed to respond to more than one reminder and warning notices. It says it may take stronger action against businesses that carry on ignoring their obligations, including debt enforcement and or insolvency proceedings. Inland Revenue says the construction sector accounts for most of the businesses in default, with about 40,000 construction businesses with outstanding debt, overdue tax returns or both. The boss of electric car maker Tesla, Elon Musk, is in China, with media reports suggesting he wants to enable the autonomous driving mode on its cars in China to support flagging sales. China is Tesla's second biggest market, but the company's full self-driving mode is not available there, despite being used in the US and other countries, including New Zealand. The world's most valuable car maker is losing ground, revenue and profits amid slowing demand for EVs. Patrick George, editor of the website Inside EVs, says Elon Musk's plans don't necessarily align with investors' wishes.
I think a lot of investors in America would really like to see Musk and Tesla focus on new Tesla models, more affordable models coming out, but a lot of people believe that he's kind of become a little bored with the car game and is really focused on autonomy and artificial intelligence and unlocking the key to self-driving. And that's really what he's trying to do here. As for how China sees it, who knows? I mean, I think that given how they've rolled out the red carpet for him for this visit, I think it's possible they will reach some sort of agreement that will, you know, allow him to meet what he's after here in China.
Patrick George says Tesla will need autonomous driving data from China to fulfill Elon Musk's dream of cars without steering wheels, something which the Chinese aren't willing to give at the moment. 25 minutes past 12 now. Let's check in on the financial markets with Michael Grace of Jarden. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Anand. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How's the local share market looking? Quiet day out there today.
That's right. The US markets closed out the week in positive territory after the latest set of earnings results. And the NZX 50 has opened the week positively and is currently up 47 points or 0.4% to 11,852 on low turnover, as you've mentioned. Today's movers include Fish and Paykel Healthcare, which is up 1.7% to $27.86. A2 Milk is up 1.5% to $6.60. And Infratil has opened the week up 1.4% to $10.93, while today's detractors include Port of Tauranga, which is down 2.75% to $4.95, and Vita Group is down 4.7% to $1.02.
Okay, how is Australia open today?
Yeah, the ASX 200 has opened the week in positive territory and is currently up 42 points or 0.55% to 7,617 shortly after the open. Medical equipment company ResMed is up 4.3% to $32.87. Magellan Finance is up 3.6% to $9 even. And Xero is up 1.5% to $122. And the read today includes Computershare, which is down 0.6% to $26.83. Coles Group is down 1.2% to $16.22, and Core Lithium is down 1.7% to 14 cents.
Okay, that takes us to the New Zealand dollar, and can we also have interest rates, oil and gold, please?
Yeah, we'll do. The Kiwi is currently stronger against all our major trading partners and is buying 59.45 US cents, 90.86 Australian cents, 47.52 British pence, 55.54 euro cents, 94 Japanese yen, 4.30 Chinese yuan. The 90-day bank bill is currently unchanged at 5.67%. Brent crude is at $88.85 a barrel, and gold is at $2,336 an ounce.
Thank you, Michael. That's Michael Grace of Jarden Securities with our market update. News and numbers updated for you around 5:30 in Checkpoint. But for now, Ben, that's business. Kia ora.